Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The controversy over NFL players protesting during the national anthem continues. President Trump tweeted today, "It's about time that Roger Goodell of the NFL is finally demanding that all players stand for the national anthem." The president's tweet follows a letter the NFL commissioner sent to the 32 team owners yesterday. In that letter, Goodell wrote, "Like many of our fans, we believe that everyone should stand for the national anthem." He also wrote that the NFL cares deeply about players and respect their opinions and concerns about critical social issues. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, it seems like the president is claiming victory there, but if you read the letter, Goodell isn't really demanding that NFL players stand for the anthem.
No, the verb was demand, and Goodell said he'd like it, which is not quite demand. And in fact, since demand's an absolute, I would say it's just flat out not demand. This comes on the heels of President Trump tweeting that the NFL should lose its status as a nonprofit entity. Guess what? They gave that up in 2015. Right. And the president also claiming that NFL ratings are down, way down. In aggregate, they may be down in the low single digits. That Dallas Cowboys-Packers game did gangbuster ratings, as Packers often do. And I think with the ratings question, 78 shows are on network TV, and 77 of them had ratings that were down or flat from last year because of the times we live in. So this is all just prologue to say that oftentimes when the president makes an assertion, especially around this issue, it's not accurate.
But what is Goodell saying then?
I don't know. I think he's saying this. I think he's saying that we would like this issue to go away. And he's also acknowledging Goodell is a vessel for 32 owners and what they want to do. He has to sense what they want to do, and he has to deliver for them the strategy that will maximize profit. Right. And he senses this is not a good issue for him. How could it be a good issue for him? So perhaps he's eliciting them, trying to gain their input and find out ways that we could make the national anthem controversy go away. And maybe one of those ways is a platform or some sort of negotiation with the leaders. It's not exactly a formal movement, but maybe you get a guy like Malcolm Jenkins or Michael Bennett or some of the other more vocal players, players who gave him a 10-page memorandum of what they want. And I guess maybe buy them off by meeting their demands, he's thinking. I don't know if that will work. I think that the anthem protest is, for them, working. For the players who want to raise the issue and perhaps make even some NFL fans uncomfortable, this is exactly what they want.
What about the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, who had threatened to bench players who, quote, disrespect the flag? Here's Jones on his radio show this week on KRLD-FM in Dallas.
I don't want there to be any misunderstanding as to where I want the personnel of the Cowboys to be when we're at the number one workplace we have, which is the field and the sideline on game day.
Now, Jerry Jones had stood arm in arm with his Cowboys players and even took a knee with them before the anthem. What's going on here?
Right. He took a knee with them before the anthem. I don't know exactly what that means. Unity. He stood arm in arm with them during the anthem. Unity. No Cowboy player has taken a knee during the anthem. So he's saying if a Cowboy player does something that they haven't done before, we'll do something we haven't done before. I think it's a ploy or a tactic. He's a showman and he's a businessman to assure Cowboys fans that this isn't going on. The NFL labor union and also the NAACP is taking issue with this stance. But if no Cowboy player wants to take an E, I think it will just be a lot of hot air about nothing.
All right. I want to ask you about one other thing that is somewhat related to all of this that we've been talking about. ESPN has suspended host Jemele Hill for 2 weeks after she used social media to comment on what Jerry Jones said. She tweeted, "Jerry Jones also has created a problem for his players, specifically the black ones. If they don't kneel, some will see them as sellouts. Just so we're clear, I'm not advocating an NFL boycott, but an unfair burden has been put on players." Earlier on Twitter, Hill had called President Trump a white supremacist. But how does what's going on with Jemele Hill fit into all of this?
Well, first of all, President Trump is looking at it and saying, claiming victory again. Second of all, after the first white supremacist tweet, she was warned and talked to by ESPN. I don't know the exact nature of them putting out red lines. This is what you can say. This is what you can't say. But it does seem at least that she was on a sort of probation, like stay away from third rail topics like this. And she did not. Is it fair that they told her to stay away from third rail topics? Looked at one way, she is the host of their 6 p.m. sports center. So she is a journalist, but she was hired to be an opinion journalist. She got that gig because of how she waded into opinion. It's a hard situation, and I have some sympathy for Jemele Hill because obviously her whole brand is talking about real issues in the news, inflected with opinion and her take on things. She gets hired and rewarded for doing that, and then she gets suspended when she weighs into the very area that she made her name on, that ESPN said, you know, we need you to inhabit this role for our network. Right.
We talked to her when her show first launched, and that's exactly what she said is, you know, you can't separate news from sports anymore, and we're going to talk about things that are going on. So we will yeah. see what happens now. Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.